This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. It is not too late for farmers to get their soil test in time for soybeans. Soybeans are a nutrient-intensive crop, and getting the proper background nutrients and pH balance is important for their yield. In low background phosphorus levels, soybeans can have a yield response to starter fertilizer, and also banding fertilizer along the planting rows. Ideally, the agronomic optimum background phosphorus level should be 20 parts per million. Like phosphorus, potassium can be banded when background levels are low. In this area, we don't have a naturally high background potassium level like the rest of Kansas has. Soybeans have a very low tolerance to salt, so placement with the seed is not suggested. The agronomic optimum background potassium level is 130 parts per million. However, it takes more fertilizer to increase potassium levels than it does phosphorus. Deficiencies in sulfur are more likely in sandier soils, but it can happen here as well, if the field doesn't have a history of sulfur or potassium sulfate applications. It is also important to test for zinc. In southeast Kansas and in southwest Missouri, fields often have a large background zinc level or nearly none, and it can be very variable within a field. Boron is another nutrient that is rarely tested for and even more rarely fertilized for, but our natural soils have nearly none. For tips about soybean fertility and how to take your soil test, please give me a call at 620-778-1037.